This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Karen Kolber is a longtime political campaign strategist, and she is working on some campaigns as we speak. And she takes a break to join us on the long line from somewhere down. You're down near home, right? Virginia Beach?
I am. I'm in Virginia Beach today. I just got done doing call time with a candidate and calling from the campaign headquarters. So we're in the thick of things here.
There you go. Now, Karen, we have a lot that we want to get to. And the best place to start, of course, is the U.S. Senate race. Or, I'm sorry, the presidential race. Hillary Clinton was in Charlottesville last night at the Paramount Theater. John Grisham was her host and raised about $200,000, which is nothing to sneeze at for little old Charlottesville. Charlottesville, Central Virginia, shaping up to be a prime stop on the way to the White House. What was your take on Hillary Clinton's visit to Central Virginia?
Well, I think the really key thing about her visit is that she was very forceful about the fact that she wasn't going to take Virginia for granted. And, I mean, if you remember, several years ago during the Kerry campaign, I mean, Virginia was a targeted state until very late in the game. We've obviously seen over the past few cycles that we are certainly turning a brighter shade of blue, and if nothing else, we're purple right now. And I think that's a very wise decision on her point. I also think, you know, obviously, being able to take away $200,000 and also over 1,000 people at the theater last night was just outstanding for her in terms of showing her strength in Virginia. Though, I don't know if you know this, but Barack Obama is also having an event in Norfolk at the end of the month, so we might be hearing some competitive numbers from him in order to put him in a position to contest Virginia as well.
And Karen, there's also talk that he'll be coming to Charlottesville at some point in October as well, but that's not confirmed.
Well, I can only imagine that they're going to invest a lot of time. We have earlier primaries in Virginia now than we have in the past, and it's really a key state, and obviously if you're pursuing a southern strategy, a state now that really needs to be focused on, and a state that demands and deserves attention.
Yeah. We're talking with Karen Kolber, a political campaign strategist. So this is, are we going to see, you think, the same response from the Republicans? Are we going to see Republicans, which have, you know, taken Virginia for granted for a long time now as a red state, are we going to see them more on the ground here, shaking hands and spending some campaign money, the media money here?
Well, I don't think they've demonstrated that to date. I also think, obviously, both the Republican and the Democratic side have such a large primary field. But it just seems like, in a general sort of way, and certainly I am partisan, but that they are in a state of disarray right now, and are obviously focusing their money on Iowa and New Hampshire. But, you know, these primaries are stacked very closely together. And, you know, to look at both of those states and to forsake the states that come a week or two thereafter, I think is a flaw in strategy.
We're talking with Karen Kolber, a political campaign strategist from campaign offices down in Virginia Beach. Karen, what's your take on Mark Warner's announcement that he wants to be the Democratic candidate for United States Senate? Of course, John Warner retiring. He'll not seek reelection. He'll be out of office in January of 2009. And the election to succeed him will take place in November of 2008, along with the presidential election at the same time. Mark Warner has announced, and yet no official announcement from anybody in the Republican Party, although Jim Gilmore and Congressman Tom Davis look like they're likely candidates.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's outstanding. I mean, the fact that Governor Warner was so quick and thoughtful to step out right after Senator Warner's announcement, I mean, was a statement. I think he has demonstrated his leadership in our party and, you know, obviously puts us in a great position to have an incredible ticket next year. I mean, aside from the presidential race and now the Senate race, I mean, we're going to have competitive congressionals like we did last year. And our candidates are already exploring those opportunities. And, you know, to be strong up and down the ticket is a recipe for success.
Karen, give us an idea of what's going on with the General Assembly elections. I know, I think you might be working on some of those, but mm-hmm. if you could sort of, we were talking with Bob Gibson in the last half hour about chances that the Democrats might get the Virginia Senate. So give us sort of, if you can, sort of very open-ended question here, but your take on the General Assembly elections, some things that we should be perhaps paying attention to?
Well, I think, you know, we certainly don't take anything for granted, but when you look at the numbers and you look at the opportunities statewide in all regions, I think it's a very, very strong chance that we're going to take back the Senate. I mean, we need to do everything right, and we need to make sure that our candidates are well-funded and out there doing what they need to do in terms of meeting with voters. But, you know, right now, when you look at the campaign finance disclosure reports, you know, you're seeing folks like Nick Raris, you know, outpacing, or Ralph Northam outpacing Nick Raris down in Hampton Roads soundly each quarter. We have a tremendous amount of opportunity in the open seats as well. There's, you know, races in Roanoke. We have, you know, Northern Virginia races, which is all, have always been our strongest suit. But we're finding that in regions that where we have not been as competitive in the past, that we have, you know, outstanding candidates that are stepping up to the plate. I mean, just as an example, obviously, the Senate, we have a much shorter road in order to obtain a majority, and the House is tougher, obviously. But, you know, we've had, you know, candidates, for instance, down in Virginia Beach, Bobby Matheson, who's taking on an incumbent. You know, he's been in both the Warner and the Kaine administrations, has 30 years of experience as a cop in Virginia Beach. He's actually, I'm not sure if you knew this, Coy, but he is a 99 grad of the Leaders Program at Sorenson. So,
there you know, go.
Just an outstanding candidate. Joe Bouchard, who's in an open seat in Virginia Beach, running against Chris Stolle. And, you know, this is the former commanding officer of Norfolk Naval Station. Even seats where, you know, Delegate Bob Perkey and Delegate Cosgrove have not been challenged in the past, we have candidates there that have stepped up to the plate. So it's very broad opportunities regionally. It's the quality of the candidates, and it's the fact that they've been doing their job in the field and on the phones raising money in order to get their message out.
We're talking with Karen Kolber, a longtime political campaign strategist here in the Commonwealth. And the phone lines are open if you've got a comment or a question for Karen at 977-1070. Howard has been waiting patiently on line two. Howard, you're on with Karen Kolber. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Coy. Hey, Karen, I have a question for you about Governor Warner running for the Senate. When he dropped out of the presidential race not so many months ago, I believe he said that there were personal matters. He wanted to spend more time with his family. So I'm wondering what was so compelling about his private matters that would keep him from running for president that are not so compelling now that he can run for the Senate.
Well, I have not had the pleasure of working for Governor Warner, so I certainly cannot speak to his personal decision-making. But I can only imagine that running for president is such a demanding job. I mean, having to travel significantly across the country and just the level of intensity in terms of press scrutiny and such, I mean, it's just got to be just a really, really demanding role. And I think only a few people who are sort of in that have had the opportunity to do that can personally understand it. Certainly, Governor Warner understands Virginia and is, you know, has spent quite a bit of time traversing it, and I think it's probably gives him more opportunity to focus on his family because he will be closer to home.
Thanks for the call, Howard. We've got a phone line open at 977-1070. If you've got a comment or a question, please give us a call. And Karen, I think I heard through the grapevine that you know, if he's in the Senate, his girls don't have to leave school. I mean, they can stay right where they are.
Absolutely. I mean, he has a very short commute.
Yeah.
certainly. As he would have to the White House, and hopefully one day we'll be able to see him in that role as well. I mean, I know he's just an outstanding leader, and he'll do a great job in the Senate or in the White House, but right now we need him. We need him in the Senate.
And had he run for governor and won, you know, run for his old seat in the governor's mansion, they would have had to move back to Richmond. And I don't think there was a very popular idea among his with his family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. sounds like you know more about it than I do, but it certainly makes sense to me.
We're talking with Karen Kolber, a longtime political campaign strategist here in Virginia. And Karen, what do you think the General Assembly is going to look like in January after this election in November, insofar as legislation is concerned? There was a lot of talk about abusive driver fees. The Democrats were really holding on to that as, hoping folks would remember that and take their anger out on the Republicans who sort of spearheaded that transportation package. Not a lot of people talking about that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, obviously on the Democratic side, I believe we're going to pick up seats in both chambers. And, at this point, we have a lot of discontent in terms of the fact that we haven't solved the transportation problems that we have yet. And I believe that, with potentially, a majority in the Senate and a closer minority in the House, that we're going to be able to discuss these issues and, and do it in a bipartisan way, one would hope, especially since our candidates on the Democratic side are very moderate. And many of the more conservative Republicans have either retired or are facing very credible challenges. So I believe that it's just going to make for better policy and hopefully better discourse.
Karen Kolber, a campaign strategist. Last question is, and I know that you're certainly not in on these meetings to decide who is the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, but what would your advice be to John Hager, the chairman of the party, or anybody who's making these critical decisions about who will represent the Republican Party in this race for the Virginia seat in the U.S. Senate? What would your thinking be as put on your Republican hat if you can?
I think the most important thing is to bring consensus. I mean, their party is quite frankly in disarray right now, and it's because the party as a whole is so polarized and at such extremes. And I think it's very key for any political organization to be able to find a middle ground, a moderation. And when you come out of either a primary or a convention, you really need to make sure that you move forward in a very organized and positive way. And if there's hate and discontent through that process, I think you're really going to be in a position where you're going to fail in November. I would also say, in terms of primary versus convention, that any time that you can go with a primary, I think you're better off. I think it in Virginia in particular, I've been told I did do a convention in New York, and I've never been involved in one in Virginia, but they are, as I understand, the two most arcane convention systems in the country, and I think it really gives insiders a huge advantage. And I would say, both parties should look towards primary because it's just more inclusive, and it's a less of an insider's game.
Karen Kolber of Virginia Beach, a longtime political campaign strategist here in Virginia. Karen, thanks so much for spending some time with us, and hopefully we can chat again right before the November 6th elections.
I would love to.
Great. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.